Today is April 1st, April Fool's Day, the day where you can't tell whether somebody's posting a joke online or whether it's a liberal being 100% serious about what they believe and what they're doing. But what the Democrats did yesterday was no laughing matter. They replaced Easter Sunday, the holiest day in Christendom, with a new supposed holiday that they're trying to enforce on society from their cultural Marxist calendar called Transgender Day of Visibility, where they are demanding that we celebrate transgender people and including non-binary people because they fall under the trans umbrella.
I'll lead an effective strategy to mobilize true and international effort to pressure.
Okay, so that was a meme posted by MAGA Devil Dog, but this is a real post by Joe Biden, who is the supposed president of the United States, again, on Easter Sunday, saying today on Transgender Day of Visibility, I have a message to all trans Americans. I see you. You are made in the image of God, and you are worthy of respect and dignity. And this is not a meme either. This is Joe Biden's head of the Department of Education, Miguel Cardona.
At the Department of Education, we know that all students do their best when they're seen and they're supported. To the many transgender students across the country listening on this Trans Day of Visibility, we in the Biden-Harris administration want you to know that we see you, we support you, and we celebrate you.
All they wanted was the right to get married, they said, and it was nobody's business what two consenting adults did in the privacy of their bedroom. But now they've leveraged the power of the federal, state, and local governments, along with corporate America, Fortune 500 companies, the big tech platforms, government-run public schools, to mandate that they be celebrated throughout the entire month of June. And now they have introduced literally dozens of other supposed holidays on their cultural Marxist calendar that they are mandating that American citizens also abide by. This from Kamala Harris on Transgender Day of Visibility. We celebrate transgender and non-binary Americans. Their courage has given countless others strength, but no one should have to be brave just to be themselves. We see you. We stand with you. We won't stop fighting for you. Of course, notice she's not mentioning anything about finding a cure to certain ailments. You know, there are cancer awareness days, heart disease awareness days, and it's not to celebrate the cancer or the heart disease. It's to raise awareness so that hopefully one day the medical field can find a cure and stop those ailments. Thankfully, the memes that people came up with yesterday, the normal people trying to bring levity to the situation, to the craziness that we're unfortunately all experiencing living in this collapsing empire, were quite hilarious. Like this one featuring old Joe as Indiana Jones from the Raiders of the Lost Ark, swapping out Easter for the transgender flag. And this one from Mostly Peaceful Memes, please, my kids just want to see the Easter Bunny. And there's old Joe with his favorite food. Check out this guy with Jack. And there were plenty of normal people posting sarcastically that they were celebrating the day, accompanying their posts on Twitter with clips and pictures of Big Mike, Michelle Obama. Old Joe's replacement in weight, Gavin Nuisance, along with his wife, who, let's just say, had a relationship with Harvey Weinstein many years ago when she was a wannabe film director, which she then later came to regret. They posted a message, a video message on social media, not just having their interns write up a text-based message. They went all out and read their prepared remarks from a teleprompter saying this.
Today on Trans Day of Visibility, we celebrate the trans individuals in our communities and recognize their struggles for recognition and increasingly survival in the face of unfathomable hate, hate which leads them to often feel unsafe or like they don't belong.
And we also celebrate the many contributions that they've made. We've had trans leaders at the forefront of progress in every field imaginable.
Well, they certainly have contributed to society. What those contributions are doing to society, however, I better not say, otherwise I might get myself into trouble. But it does remind me of a certain biblical story from the Old Testament about a pair of twin cities. This is not a meme, however. This really is the person who is credited with creating this new amazing holiday that has replaced Easter in the minds of the communists.
I I'm Rachel Crandall Cracker, and I'm executive director of Transgender Michigan, and I am founder and organizer of the International Transgender Day of Visibility.
Okay, I think it all's starting to make sense now. And again, because it is April Fool's Day, I'm going to have to reiterate that I am being serious. This was not a meme. This is not a joke. This really is the person credited with coming up with this amazing new holiday. The LGBT lobbying organization GLAAD, which used to be called Gays and Lesbians Against Defamation, but then that's not inclusive enough because there's the countless different, you know, letters on their ever-growing list of rainbow people. And so now they just call themselves GLAAD. They have put together their official LGBTQ community calendar, which contains dozens and dozens of supposed holidays. And so you have things like International Transgender Day of Visibility there. April 6th is International Asexual Day, which begs the question, why would asexual people who are not interested in sex at all, have no attraction to anybody, why would they want to be lumped in with a group that obsesses about it as part of their identity and won't stop talking about it? And it just goes on and on. Oh, there's Non-Binary Parents Day. That's April 18th. April 26th is Lesbian Visibility Day. And it just goes on and on and on. October 8th is International Lesbian Day, which is different from Lesbian Visibility Day. Okay, I'm sure that there's a left-handed lesbian celebration day on this calendar somewhere too. October 11th, National Coming Out Day. October 19th, National LGBT Center Awareness Day. Third Wednesday in October is International Pronouns Day. The last week in October then is Asexual Awareness Week. December 8th, Pansexual Pan-Romantic Pride Day. And I'm sure it won't be long before Android and Apple devices force these to be listed on your calendar. Have you noticed how a few years ago, once the woke mind virus became a pandemic, Apple at least started including like weird holidays, fake holidays like Kwanzaa and a bunch of foreign holidays, you know, the holidays that are celebrated over in India in order to be inclusive. And then one year they also removed Easter from the calendar and then said that was just a mistake. It's quite amazing how many people in the inner circle of the Communist Party posted not just text messages, which of course their interns would write up and post on their social media accounts. They sat down and recorded videos like Gretchen Whitmer, the governor of Michigan.
On Trans Day of Visibility, my message is simple. I see you and I've got your back. There's nothing more American than living your life the way you want to live it. And that's what today's all about. It's about embracing who you are and being proud of it.
Being proud of it and celebrating it. Again, not just raising awareness for it so that they can get the help that they need. It's to celebrate their amazing transformation into the next phase of human evolution. And of course, there was this person, Rachel Levine, who is the assistant health secretary in the Biden administration, second in command in the Department of Health, okay, that oversees not only just physical health, but also mental health as well. Celebrating, I better not say it. I don't have to say it because we're all on the same page. We're all thinking the same thing. Celebrating, well, you know.
Today marks Transgender Day of Visibility. Each year on March 31st, we celebrate transgender Americans and all that they have accomplished. We honor the many contributions transgender Americans make in health, medicine, public service, and across our nation.
Okay, that's enough. That's more than enough. Meanwhile, over in New Zealand, these guys had enough and decided to bring some paint and some rollers out to paint over one of the rainbow crosswalks that are now painted on city streets around the world. Of course, there is a serious investigation, probably the biggest manhunt in the country's history to try to track down the culprits. And if they are discovered, I'm sure that they will face many years in prison. Caitlyn Jenner, another casualty of the Kardashian family, issued a statement slamming Joe Biden, saying in part, "I am absolutely disgusted that Joe Biden has declared the most holy of holy days, a self-proclaimed devout Catholic, as Transgender Day of Visibility. The only thing you should be declaring on this day is he is risen. The Olympic gold medalist, 74, wrote on X, formerly Twitter. And about 10 years ago, when Bruce Jenner first decided to transition to Caitlyn, TMZ of all places published a fascinating article containing some now forbidden truths that you're not supposed to talk about. They interviewed a bunch of experts in cross-sex hormone therapy and cited some well-known studies that all show that there was a 30% chance that as Bruce was changing to Caitlyn, that the people that Caitlyn was attracted to might change, that Caitlyn's sexual orientation may flip. Not gender identity, sexual orientation, because Bruce was married to a woman and still is dating women. Okay, so there was a 30% chance that because of the hormone therapies, taking female hormones, that it would feminize, you know, Bruce Jenner's brain, and then he would start thinking like a woman and be attracted to men, like normal women are. And it doesn't take a rocket scientist or a hormone therapy scientist or expert to understand that maybe instead of having these people subject themselves to countless surgeries trying to appear to look like the other gender, if they start having gender dysphoria, maybe instead of having them take cross hormones, the opposite sex hormones, maybe they should actually start taking hormones that correspond with their biological sex, because obviously they have an imbalance and a shortage, and then that could, well, you're not allowed to say that it could fix them, because that's hateful. You're not allowed to say that there's anything wrong with them. But you could maybe understand what it is that I'm saying, because it's obvious. But we're living in a world of universal deceit, where just mentioning obvious facts or just asking legitimate questions that are staring in the face aren't allowed. Robert F. Kennedy Jr. has tried to raise awareness about the potential dangers of hormone imbalances, particularly in children, on numerous podcasts throughout his presidential campaign. But sadly, it just goes right over most people's heads.
I think a lot of the problems we see in kids, and particularly boys, it's probably underappreciated that how much of that is coming from chemical exposures, including a lot of the sexual dysphoria that we're seeing, that, you know, that these kids are being overwhelmed by a tsunami. I mean, they're swimming through a soup of toxic chemicals today, and many of those are endocrine disruptors. There's atrazine throughout our water supply. Atrazine, by the way,
is something that Alex Jones has been warning about for decades. So time to put another dollar in the Alex Jones was right jar. This is something that I cover in detail in my new book, The War on Conservatives, where I detail and document and source all of the concerns about atrazine and other endocrine disruptors. They've even found the particular region of the brain that they believe gets disrupted in the womb in fetuses as they're developing if there are hormone imbalances in a pregnant woman. All of it is detailed in the book, so order it in paperback from Amazon.com or download the ebook from any of the major ebook stores. And of course, there's a link to the Amazon listing in the description below. So click it and head on over there and check it out.